ladies and gentlemen, bodies, things in between. It's the last act of the evening. What happened to Mikal? Where is she? Did she leave? Okay. No, it's alright, it's alright. This is it. We're going into another dimension, the dimension of non-thought.
Exactly.
With the wonderful duo. It's really, really, I'm really, really lucky to have them here tonight because I missed them at the Congress, a legendary performance at the Congress this year.
Last year.
Yes, already last year, yeah, it's true. Maybe if you, So, without further ado, let me introduce to you the one and only Read and Delete.
Hello, this is the first time that we perform in English. I have one question for you. Who is a native German speaker?
Woo!
That's free.
Oh, at least it's free.
There's free, including us too. Well, so usually when I start our performance, I ask the audience if they know the word Serenität. So, of those three native German speakers, do you know the word Serenität? No. Who does know the word Serenity? Well, that's... I can hardly see you, so that's maybe 50%. Maybe more. Well, actually, I think it's a rather telling fact that more people that speak English know Serenity than German speakers know Serenität, because the words mean the same. But the difference seems to be it doesn't really fit to German. So for those that don't know what Serenität means, it's a state of happiness. Of internal calmness, of peace with yourself. I'm sorry if that sounds esoteric. I'm sorry, because it's not intended. It's materialist philosophy, as materialist as philosophy can be. About 45 minutes. Obviously, we don't have that amount of time. So we start to introduce to that with a quote by Franz Kafka. Know yourself. Know yourself doesn't mean observe yourself. Observe yourself is what the serpent says. It means make yourself master of your actions. But you are so already. You are the master of your actions. So that saying means misjudge yourself, destroy yourself, which is something evil. And only if one bends down very far indeed does one also hear the good in it, which is order to make of yourself what you are.
Elephants?
This is another short one. It's called Pink Elephants. It's courtesy by Paul Václavík. A man claps every 10 seconds in his hands. A child asks him, "What are you doing?" "I clap to drive the pink elephants away," says the man. "But there are no pink elephants here," says the child. The man replies with a satisfied smile, "So you see that it works." So, thinking thoughts others told you. Peace of mind until you fall asleep at night, and then the next day you wake up and decide whether you might want to spend the new day just as the day before. In response to this idea that I published on the social network Twitter, I was asked if it was even possible to experience such a state of the brain for a long time, and how to achieve that. Others were outraged that it could not be the meaning of life to be an unconscious zombie. Misunderstanding. The notion behind these words is certainly different. Are we not much rather today surrounded by unconscious zombies who have adapted the activity of their brain to the status quo of society, tuning their consciousness in the sense of their masters, who make use of bread and circuses, carrot, whip, and general idiocy? If you didn't notice that what the federal German government calls the Excellence Initiative in education is a reduction of the general academic level of education, then I'm sorry. I'm talking about reaching a state of inner peace and effortlessness, in which the brain is relaxed, creative, and capable of deeper insights in comparison to everyday thinking. To free yourself again from the zombification that has already taken place. Thank you. it is also, and above all, important to be yourself. To get there, we must be aware of the fact that we have learned to manipulate ourselves, or that we are manipulated by others in general. Society expects a certain kind of adaptation from us. Our environment expects us to act accordingly to what is generally accepted. Without realizing it, we talk to ourselves, e.g., in order to find out what to do or how to behave in everyday life. We imagine an imaginary homunculus that plays various roles when talking to us in our fantasy. Without being aware of that, somehow. In the role of this imaginary opponent, we try to talk to ourselves in the best and most meaningful way, even if it is actually dangerous nonsense, if you take this kind of self-talk really seriously. We have first played the role of our parents when we were eager to get help or parental advice in a moment of loneliness and helplessness. We also might have feared the punitive authority of our parents and have internalized their will in this way by talking to ourselves. Psychologists call this auto-communicative behavior, in which a person speaks to herself in the role of another person, role-taking, as instructive self-talk. In an instructive soliloquy, linguistic information that originated from a third party can be recalled, repeated, and decoded, which can cause a variety of reactions in your brain because it is a stimulus from inside your body. A role of this imaginary counterpart is the conscience, or superego, as it was called by Sigmund Freud. The fact that you talk in your head does not mean that you think, but only that you speak. And since no one else is able to listen to your speech, you are most likely addressing yourself. We talk to ourselves, for example, in order to find out what to do or how to behave. We ask this in front of an imaginary opponent, playing different roles without us being aware about the circumstance. This inner voice we confuse with conscious thought, and it is not clear to us that conversations in our head pose no own thinking, but only an imaginary thinking. We need a revolution in our heads. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we were told we should perform for 15 minutes. I think that's it. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you so much, Reed in the lead. Oh, thank you, all participants. You're all still here. There's Mikola and Stephanie. There's Joff Damal, Dimitri Kleiner in the corner, and Reed in the lead. Can't believe it. Thank you so much for coming to the Sardi. And so we're all going to another bar now. I mean, you could like order one more drink if you want, but we're not gonna hang around here. Actually, you're all like finished your drinks, so like let's just head over to the bar around the corner. It's the Rumba Lotte. If you've been there before, have you been there before? Ruhm und Ehre der Baltische Flotte. It's well, just follow us. We're gonna go now. All right, so you're gonna kind of sit down and like everybody chill and you know.